Welcome to Spiritual Healing and Psychotherapy. My name is Mary, or officially Dr. Mary Patricia Quinlivan, and this podcast is all about whole healing, healing physically, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. And we do that by being willing to see ourselves with gentle honesty and great compassion, and also by aligning with our inner spirit, our inner wisdom, and also the spirit within nature, Mother Earth. And as we align with this, we learn deeper love, deeper wisdom, and it brings blessing. It brings healing to us, to those around us, and to Mother Earth. I've been a doctor for over 34 years, and you can look me up on my website, which is livingawarenesswa.com, and also my Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube channel, which are all Living Awareness WA. So today's episode is all about meditation. I might just say a little bit about the benefits of meditation, but mainly some tips on meditation and how to prepare for meditation, and then we'll finish with a beautiful meditation at the end. So just recently I've been running a workshop in a workplace, and the latest one was on meditation, and I just want to share with you some of the immense benefits of meditation that have really been proven now in medical studies for both physical and mental health. So, you know, most of us, or most of the human population, spends their time a little bit wired. So we're chronically in fight or flight mode, which is a useful state to be in if we have to run away from danger, but it's certainly not useful in the long term. In that state of chronic fight or flight, the sympathetic nervous system is very overactive, and there's an excessive amount of stress hormones like cortisol. And that has chronic damaging effects on our physical body. So our blood pressure can increase. There's more atherosclerosis, which is the fatty deposits on our arteries, which can cause heart attacks and strokes. Our blood sugar goes up, so there's more risk of diabetes. The bones get thinner, osteoporosis. Even our DNA has been shown to be damaged, and there's been shown to be brain damage. Our immune system is dysregulated by chronic stress, so we're more prone to illness and more prone to inflammatory diseases. So really that state of chronic flight or fight is physically very unhelpful for the body. So meditation is incredibly important because it helps to calm that state. And for our mental health, there's been thousands of studies now to show the benefit of meditation for our mental health, to help reduce the incidence and to improve the outcomes for depression and anxiety and other mental illness. And that's because what meditation's really doing is, yes, it's getting us out of our busy mind, but it is changing our state. So it is both changing the state of our mind from what's called busy beta brainwave activity, where our brainwaves are anywhere from sort of 15 to about 40 hertz, which is, if you're looking at an EEG, it's like the blips that occur every second. So in other words, it's really busy, our brain, a lot of the time. And that can get to the point where, in fact, it gets really incoherent. You've all experienced times where you know you're just not functioning. And that's when we really need to take a step away and do things that will help to calm us down. So meditation helps the breath to bring the mind more into an alpha state, which is between 4 and 15, if you like, blips per second on an EEG. And there are deeper states as well, but I'll just talk about alpha for now. And alpha is a much calmer, much more receptive. There's much more opportunity for our intuitive wisdom to bubble up. There's more opportunity to learn, better decision making. So this is something that we really need to practice. And not only is meditation changing our brain waves, but it is changing the state of our body, as I mentioned before. So the parasympathetic nervous system is activated, and that helps to calm the body down. So the blood pressure drops. All those things that I mentioned before, the stress hormones, they're all reduced. Our immune system functions much better. It's quite trendy now to talk about activating the vagus nerve, and that's what this is all about. So the vagus nerve carries parasympathetic fibers, which help to calm the body down, reduce the heart rate, reduce the blood pressure, improve digestion. And the benefits for our mental health are also immense. What's happening when we're changing our state is that there's going to be less rumination, less time spent in self-judgment. We often, you know, spend time thinking, why did I do that? What's wrong with me? You know, a lot of self-judgment-based thoughts. We also spend a lot of time in fear-based thoughts. What if this happens? What if that happens? And that wires the body and tends to spiral us into greater anxiety or depression. Also, when we're calming the mind, we're accessing this beautiful intuitive wisdom. You start to get a lot more aha moments, which means that you're able to make better decisions. You're accessing spirit. You're learning to live life more authentically. You're not spending your time caught in this ego identity, which is full of who we think we should be from our own conditioning and our own expectations, or living up to other people's expectations. So meditation's enabling us to be more authentic, to be true to what's wholesome. More than that, because you're starting to access this beautiful internal spirit, this internal support mechanism, we start to recognize that love comes from inside, not from outside. I mean, of course, it can come from outside as well, but it means there's this inner strength, inner ability to rest into peace, and we're not so dependent upon the approval of others, more able to be just true. Not only that, but as we quieten the mind, we, of course, our emotions will bubble up. So we learn how to witness or observe our emotions with great compassion and may gain insights as to patterns in our life that aren't serving us or that are creating various emotion like overwhelm or stress that we can make adjustments to, that we can shift. And because our state is much calmer and because we're facing our emotion, we tend to flip our lid a lot less at those around us. So, you know, we all are capable of projecting our own stuff outward, and that happens a lot less, which is beautiful. So it doesn't only benefit us, it benefits everyone around us as well. So I'm sure that's enough about the benefits of meditation. I know you've heard all that anyway, but it really is good to remind yourself because it does encourage you to meditate. And I have to let you know that it was probably about 11 years ago now that that was around the time I was leaving the general practice setting to work from home doing psychotherapy. And that was when I realized I just had to commit. I'd been meditating for a long time, since I was probably 18, but I hadn't really committed to a continuous daily practice. And when I did, honestly, it was life-changing. So I really want to recommend meditation to you all. And I might just answer some of the questions that I often get asked about meditation. And one thing that clients say all the time is, I can't meditate. You know, I sit down, my brain's busy, I just don't get to it, I don't make myself get to it. And the truth is we do resist meditation, and as I explained a minute ago, it took me a long time to really commit to a regular practice. The reason we resist meditation is because our brain is used to being busy. We're used to being caught in our busy mind, egoic identity, and in fact it does feel a little bit, well, almost threatening to start to slow that down. It's like the ego recognizes that meditation is going to help us transcend the ego and start to live more authentically, start to live connected to our inner spirit. And so, of course, it is a little bit threatening. Plus, it's habit, it's what we're used to. And the other thing is that when we do slow down, we will be faced with being able to see our fear, our unworthiness, our guilt, our challenging emotion, our anger. But of course, when we do learn to see those things and we do learn to acknowledge them and accept them and witness them with great compassion, then they start to heal. So the things that make us resist meditation are the habit, the slight feeling of the ego feeling a bit threatened by it, the having to face emotion. So it's very normal. So I do want you to be really gentle with yourself, and I very deliberately have created some 5-minute meditations because clients are always asking for that. Can I start small? And I say, yes, you can start small, because it really is important, obviously, if we're changing very old habits, very busy mind, to go gently and to be patient with yourself and not to be judgmental of yourself. But I am recommending that you do put the application in. You know, healing does require practice. It does require application. And when people say to me, I can't meditate, and I say, well, no one can meditate when they first start. Our brains are always going to be busy, and we just have to be really kind, really accepting of that, just surrender to what is with no judgment. And when we remember, bring ourselves back to focusing on the breath or whatever the meditation is. Another question I often get asked is, when is the best time to meditate? And a lot of people like to meditate, you know, before bed, so it helps them sleep. And, you know, that's a great idea. Very happy for you to do that. But I would highly recommend I get up every morning and meditate for an hour, and then usually do another half an hour or maybe 15 minutes later in the day. So I would very often meditate for 2 hours in a day. Plus, I work just on being present during the day as well, as much as I can. So present with, if I'm walking in nature, or so presence is also, you know, incredibly helpful. But the morning is a really good time to meditate because it does set you up for the day. You know, people always say to me, how have you got the time to spend an hour meditating? And I always say meditation saves you time because you're much more efficient, you're much more centered, you make better decisions. You won't do stuff that's unnecessary as much. Go on shopping trips you don't need to go on, or just get yourself busy with stuff that's unnecessary. When we're more centered, we're much more efficient and we make much better decisions. So meditation will save you time. So even if to start with you're only doing 5 minutes at the beginning of the day and 5 minutes at the end, it's a start. It's a beautiful start, and you can gradually build up from there. If you can eventually build it up to at least half an hour, you will give yourself the opportunity to really start to access a more calm state. And that's the reason why I meditate for an hour, because usually in that last half an hour, I really am accessing beautiful states, and often now, you know, earlier than that. But sometimes even for me, it does take a while to really get to that state of deep, centered presence. And just a few little things around the meditation itself and preparing for meditation. It's good to be comfortable. It's better if you can to sit up with a straight back, have a good posture. If you're really tired and you just need to lie down and meditate and maybe fall asleep, that's okay. Let yourself do that occasionally. You know, sometimes giving ourselves a rest is a beautiful thing to do. But on the whole, it is really good to stay awake, because what we're trying to do is to learn how to change our state, how to calm the mind and calm the body and access our inner wisdom while we're awake. So on the whole, it's better to sit up. make yourself comfortable. As I said, don't get really warm and super cozy in a big doona because you will end up falling asleep. So comfortable, but not too comfortable. And the other thing is to do a bit of prep work before we meditate. So, you know, if we're doing things like really wiring the body up, like listening to really loud, raucous music or watching a lot of TV or spending a lot of time on our phones, on social media or coming straight from a busy, challenging work meeting or whatever it is, you know, it's useful to, in fact, it's useful in life in general to switch the phone off, switch the TV off, have more time in silence, be in nature for a bit, do some breathing. So the body is winding down. And something that Osira highly recommends, and it's really important, you know that feeling when you go and sit to meditate and your body's just wired and it's sort of a bit jumpy and you can't calm down? And that's because we hold on to a lot of tension, you know, emotional tension. We pick up emotions during the day and our own emotion we hold on to as energy in the body, and often the body is very wired. So Osira recommends before meditating, and she's got this on her website, osira.com, and it's called the Shakti Shake. You can learn about that from Osira's website or her book, Awakening You, but just it's basically about doing some deep breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth and having a good shake of the body, just release, letting everything go. There can be sound with that, some growling or screaming or crying or whatever wants to come. And I do a bit of that every morning, and I find it does help me settle into a meditation. And just one last other thing you can do, and that is, you know, that exercise where you grip all the muscles in your body from your feet to the top of your head, you grip all of them and you hold on really tight for as long as you can, and then you release. And if you do that 3 times, that's also a really useful way to release some of that tension in the body. And by the way, that's a really good thing to do if you're not sleeping at night as well. And then in the meditation itself, it's always useful to start with some sort of breathing technique that will activate the vagus nerve or the parasympathetic nervous system. So it's really going to help to calm the body and calm the mind. Osira says breath is one of the most important, if not the most important way to go from that state of being caught in the world to take us to that space of being resting in awareness. It's like the in-between. So that's why a lot of meditation techniques focus on the breath. And Osira has a technique called alpha breathing because it brings the brain more into an alpha state, a calmer state. And that's where the exhalation is slowed and prolonged. And in fact, that technique is backed up in a lot of medical literature now, that slowing the exhalation activates the parasympathetic nervous system. And then once you're in the meditation itself, you know, the best thing to be is kind. So work on the focus. Of course, the focus is important. So just bringing your mind back to whether the focus is on the breath or whatever it is at that time. It may be useful to start, in fact, often is useful to start with guided meditations, but always be kind to yourself. If the brain is busy, just surrender, just let be what is. If there's emotions in the body, just observe them with compassion. It's always about letting everything be as it is, and then returning back to the focus of the meditation. And just one last thing I forgot with the breathing. It's really useful to practice diaphragmatic breathing or abdominal breathing, which is where you put your hand on your upper abdomen, and as you breathe in, you're making sure the diaphragm's relaxed and the abdomen's coming out. And the most easiest way to practice that is actually lying flat on the floor with your hands on your upper abdomen. You can also do it sitting up, but that is the most relaxing and powerful way to breathe during the meditation. So I think we'll finish now with a beautiful 10-minute meditation. I always use some of Isaira's techniques in my meditation, particularly her alpha breathing. And you can find her really valuable alpha breathing course on her website at isaira.com. So sitting yourself in a comfortable position, you can just move the body around a little bit, have a few deep breaths, have a little bit of a shake if you want to. Aiming to sit with the back up straight, relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the jaw. And then starting with three deep breaths, in through the nose and out through the mouth. With the inhalation centering in, with the exhalation letting everything be as it is, opening inward with the inhalation, releasing and letting everything be with the exhalation. And now breathing in and out through the nose and aiming to lengthen and slow down the exhalation. So you can inhale for three counts, exhale for five, or you can do four and six, whatever suits you. Relaxing the diaphragm, consciously counting the breath and releasing the exhalation more slowly. Never judging a busy mind, just bringing the attention back to the breath when you remember. Then just observing the body, noticing any tension, perhaps there's emotion. Just observing whatever's there. No analysis, just watching, witnessing. Allowing yourself to be exactly as you are in this moment. Bringing whatever's there to presence. Everything that you are is perfectly okay. Notice this space of witnessing, this space of awareness. Thoughts come, they go. Emotions come, they go. The outside sounds come and go. This awareness, this observer is always there. It's always been there every day of your life, this awareness, this consciousness. Things in the world, they come, they go, they shift. This awareness is always here. Safe, whole, loving, accepting. Just letting yourself rest into this space of awareness. the essence of you. Now bringing your attention to the center of your chest, your heart space. And with the inhalation, being aware of loving energy, light, coming up from the earth into the center of the chest and spreading around the body with the exhalation. So as you're inhaling, you're filling your body with this loving light, and it is spreading around the body with the exhalation. The body is illumined with this beautiful light, this light that is the earth beneath you, that is within you and throughout you. Feel the connection to the earth, all as one essence. In this beautiful, loving light. You are bathed in this light. You are held in this light. You are this light. Let it radiate from the center of your chest to every cell in your body. Softening, healing, gentle, loving light. You are floating in this. It's healing every aspect of your being. Feel this loving energy radiating from your heart through your whole body, every cell, and then radiating to everything around you. Every aspect of the living world is this same essence. Pure source, pure awareness, love. Everything that you are is always held in this, is this. You are a radiant, illumined being. And then centering your awareness back in your heart space, knowing that this will be with you always throughout this day, throughout every day. And just coming back to the breath, having a few deeper breaths. You can start to move the fingers and toes. Bring the awareness back into the body. And you can slowly open your eyes, keeping some sense of the presence that you are. Much love to you all. I think that's enough for today. Thank you for being with me. It's been an absolute pleasure to share with you. And as always, I'd love you to share this podcast with friends or family or anyone you think may be interested. And don't forget to check me out on livingawarenesswa.com and all my other pages, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Living Awareness WA. And I highly recommend Isaira, and her website is isaira.com. Much love to you all.